There's nothing better than a little roadside sign that says, eggs for sale. Unless, of course, you have a stash of laying hens right in your backyard. This week, I'm talking to Rochelle Quick from Bemidji, Minnesota.
I grew up kind of all over the state of Minnesota. My parents are both from Cass Lake originally. I was born in Bemidji, and then I kind of ended up back in Bemidji in my high school years and went to college here. And moved away, adventured around the world a bit.
Rochelle is a busy woman. She has 4 kids, a full-time job with Sanford Health, and a husband in the Guard. But playing in the dirt keeps her sane.
Well, I was always, a little kid that was digging in ponds and dirt and finding critters. And I've always been drawn to the natural world and everything that involves it. And gardening was always so close to the earth, and such a good way to spend time with family and get the bountiful fruits and vegetables or whatever you're growing.
Rochelle gardens and raises chickens. She got serious about good food and good health when her younger sister became ill with cancer.
And you start looking at all of the products that you are exposed to every day. Even if you walk across a college campus, you know, they spray the grass with stuff. You'd use your laundry detergent. There's chemicals in there that really they have no need to be in there. And there's no rules on listing them. So I started looking into what can I do for my family and ourselves to try to make just a cleaner place to be.
Most cities have regulations about backyard chickens. Rochelle and her family live in a mobile home park north of Bemidji, but she works around any restrictions.
We're actually in Northern Township, which allows you to have a small flock like this with no roosters. And we actually have our coop on our neighbor's property, and I trade them homemade laundry soap for chicken rent. Because right now our landlord, I don't think, would appreciate if we had the coop on the trailer park property. So,
her backyard coop looks like one of those barn-shaped sheds we see so often, but this one is heavily reinforced with chicken wire and 2 doors to open before you get to the chickens.
It's weasel-proofed because we had an incident with a weasel last year, so we're learning as we go. What happened was the chickens had put their head out of the little wire hole to investigate the weasel, and the weasel had grabbed them and removed the heads or killed them. And 6 of them fell for that weasel trick, and then 2 of them were hiding in the high roost of the coop. And then we have a small door that when they get a little bigger, will flip open and they have access to inside and outside, because there's an outside run that's enclosed to keep them safe from predators. It has a cover over the top because we have a lot of eagles and hawks, and then fox, raccoons, skunks, weasels stay outside the run. But we did seed it with wheatgrass, and we seeded it with clover. So as these girls get big enough to go out, there'll be plenty of greens for them to be eating, too.
Cool.
And, of course, a nice water supply, because they always need water, especially in the summer when it gets warm.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Rochelle Quick, a backyard chicken farmer from north of Bemidji. The coop is currently occupied by a new batch of chickens of many varieties. And you can tell these chickens landed in a sweet spot. They are treated like family.
These ones we got March 29th. This is Friendly. She's very friendly. This is how you would hold a chicken. You hold them so they feel secure. And she's just chortling. She's talking. She's a barred rock, which is one of the better layer breeds for eggs. We have Buff Orpingtons, and they're also a really nice layer breed. This is one of our Polish crested. The children have named this one Lucky because she has white hair, just like our great auntie. And they're just They're interesting. They get this big helmet puff of feathers at the top of their head, and it only gets bigger as they get bigger.
Rochelle tells me that chickens are not native to our northern woods.
Oh, originally all chickens come from, they believe, China or Indonesia, the wild game that they have there. So most of your, or all of your domestic breeds can be traced back to those chickens. And just like dogs, you know, people bred them for different purposes, so color or egg color or how much they lay or how hardy they are in the winter or how well they do in hot summers. Depending on where people lived, they kept the chickens that worked.
Raising chickens takes some know-how. Not only do they need to be protected from the many predators that like chicken for lunch, they also have to be protected from extreme heat or cold.
In the winter, we have an LED light, so it's low usage, which just helps them encourage them to keep laying eggs. But it doesn't necessarily heat the coop. They heat the coop with their own body heat. And we put like a bubble mylar on the walls. What it does is in the summer when it's really hot, it reflects the heat back out. And in the winter, it keeps their body heat in, so we don't have to heat the coop.
Rochelle and her husband, Rick, would eventually like to own some land and build their own house.
Yeah, we're just kind of in a holding pattern right now because we have three teenagers. So my husband and I have long been planning to build a passive solar house, like an earthberm-style passive solar house. We've done a lot of research, a lot of tours of different homes, looking at what we want to do. But it's silly to build a house so large if three of the kids are going to be flying away shortly. So we thought we would wait until he's retired from the military and we have kids that are graduated and starting their own flights of life. And then we'll build for our space that we would use and need. So,
besides chickens, she gardens in raised beds and her favorite baby pool gardens.
They work really well. We get a large amount of produce from them. So,
between the gardens and the chickens, there's a lot of food for her family.
People ask about chickens, and having chickens is not cost-saving per se, because it does cost about $900 your first year. So most people joke that when they get their first egg that it's a $900 egg. But yeah. It's fun, and it's something to give kids, you know, some respect for living things.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.